ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with Sharh al-Sunnah of Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah then the explanation of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafidahullah then last time we had points number 111 and 112 And just to summarize some of the points that we had from the explanation of Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, then we had the point that if people withheld themselves from entering into innovation, if the people limited themselves to the sunnah, and they did not enter into sayings which are not confirmed in the book nor in the sunnah, then there would be no innovations. And the Shaykh mentioned the hadith of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am leaving amongst you that which if you cling on to it, then you will never go astray after me. The book of Allah and my sunnah. The hadith reported by Al-Hakim. So Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned this is the path of salvation. And that is what is described in this book. And we had the point number 112, with regard to the Nawaqid al-Islam, those things which nullify a person's Islam. And that the things which can nullify a person's Islam are many. And Sheikh Raza mentioned, and they fall into four categories. Firstly, those Nawaqid al-Islam, those things which nullify and break a person's Islam, those things which are firstly sayings, something that a person says, a saying that he says not being forced against his will, he says it by choice, not being forced against his will to say it, such as calling upon other than Allah, making supplication to other than Allah, and calling upon the dead for aid, or mocking the religion of Islam, or mocking the book, or the sunnah. And all of these are things which break a person's Islam. If he says any of these things, not being forced against his will to say them, says them by choice, then they break his Islam. They nullify the person's Islam. Then the second category of the things which break a person's Islam are actions. And Sheikh al-Fawzan gave some examples, he said, such as sacrificing, making a sacrifice to other than Allah, or making a vow for other than Allah, or making sujood, prostration, to a tomb, and so on and so forth, performing acts of worship to other than Allah. Then the third category are beliefs in the heart. He said, such as believing the correctness of kufr, believing disbelief kufr to be something correct, or believing the correctness of what the disbelievers are upon, believing that what the disbelievers are upon, such as the Jews and Christians today, believing what they are upon is something correct. And these are things which break a person's Islam, these beliefs. Likewise, the fourth category, doubts that a person may have. Sheikh Fawzan said, for example, doubting whether the Qur'an is correct or is not correct. Not being certain that the Qur'an is correct, having doubt. Is it correct? Is it not correct? Or doubting a hadith, authentic a hadith which was established from Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Doubting about them. I mean, they're established, they're authentic, confirmed from the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not a doubt about their authenticity, they're confirmed, but then doubting about them, doubting about their trueness or the like. So Sheikh al-Fawzan mentioned that these four are the foundations of apostasy, ridda. May Allah save us from them. And he mentioned that Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he wrote a whole book on 10 of the most serious nawaqid al-Islam, 10 of the most serious things that break a person's Islam. And he mentioned some further points. He said, also attempting to add anything or take anything away from the ayahs of the Qur'an is likewise something that breaks a person's Islam. And the Shaykh stressed the point, meaning attempting to do this, because being able to do, no one is able to do that. No one will be able to add anything to the Qur'an or to take anything away from it, but merely attempting to do so. Also, denying anything from the revelation, denying anything from it, or saying that it is not applicable these days, or not appropriate for these times that we live in now. That the book and the sunnah, they are applicable to a time before, in the past, but in modern times, they are not applicable. Can't apply them now, these days. And this is a saying which breaks a person's Islam. And the Shaykh made the point and stressed the point that what is upon you is to look to yourself and your religion. Take care that you are free of such things, and don't just do whatever the people do. Whatever the people do, I'm going to do the same thing. Don't be like that. Likewise, there was a point that the Shaykh made with regard to ghulu, going beyond the limits. We should beware of ghulu, beware of extremism, beware of going beyond the set limits. He said because people leave this religion through two ways. Either by abandoning it, just leaving it, abandoning it, or abandoning parts of it. And the second way is by excessiveness, going beyond the due limits. This can cause a person to exit the religion. And he said this ghulu, this excessiveness, going beyond the limits, it can cause a person to exit the religion either totally, to exit altogether and to go into unbelief, disbelief, or partially exiting. And he mentioned that ghulu, going beyond the limits, it can be in acts of worship, in a person's performance of acts of worship. He goes beyond what is legislated. And he brought as evidence the hadith of the three men who came and asked about the worship of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they were informed about it, then it is as if they found it something slight, only what they thought was a slight amount of worship. But then they said, as an excuse that they found, but his previous and later sins are forgiven. But as for us, meaning that we need to do more. And so then each of the three men mentioned something he would do. One said, I will pray every night and not sleep. And one said, I will fast all the time and not refrain from fasting. And the other one said, I will keep away from the women. So when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, I will not marry, I'll keep away from women. So when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard about this, he became very angry. And he criticized what they had said. And corrected them. And mentioned that whoever turns away from my sunnah, then he is not from me. He mentioned that he prayed and slept. And he fasted and refrained from fasting. And that he married women. And whoever turns away from my sunnah, then he is not from me. And the final point that we had was with regard to a good intention. That no doubt what was intended here by those who intended to extra worship in that way, their intention was good. Their intention was performing worship, performing good. But Shaykh Fawzan stressed the point that good intention is not sufficient on its own until it is coupled with ittiba, following the sunnah. Then action will not be accepted just on the basis of an intention being good in performing it. That is not sufficient. Rather, it must be joined with the second condition for action, which is ittiba' al-sunnah, following the sunnah. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he follows this with the point that comes here as point number 113 on page 91 of this second volume. That he said, rahimahullah, وَجَمِيعُ مَا وَصَفْتُ لَكَ فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ فَهُوَ عَنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَعَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن أصحابه وعن التابعين وعن القرن الثالث إلى القرن الرابع. He said, and everything that I have described to you in this book is from Allah the Most High and from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and from his companions and from the Tabi'een and from the third generation to the fourth generation. Shaykh Al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, وَجَمِيعُ مَا وَصَفْتُ لَكَ فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ فَهُوَ عَنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And everything that I have described to you in this book, then it is from Allah the Most High. Shaykh Fawzan said, everything that is mentioned in this book, from the fundamentals of creed and belief, then it is taken from the book and the Sunnah. The author did not bring anything from himself, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him. Rather, it is just what the Salaf, what the predecessors of this nation were upon. And he did not introduce any saying from himself. Rather, he is only relating what occurs in the book and the Sunnah and what the Salaf of this nation were upon. So he describes the sound path, which whoever proceeds upon it will be saved by the permission of Allah. He said, he's saying, وَعَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And from Allah's Messenger, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, since it is based either, what's contained in this book, since it is based either upon the Honorable Qur'an or upon the Prophetic Sunnah. So therefore, it is from Allah and from His Messenger. He said, the same وَعَنْ أَصْحَابِهِ وَعَنِ التَّابِعِينَ and from His companions and from the Tabi'een. He said, and likewise, what is mentioned in this book, it is from the Qurun al-Mufaddala, it is from the most excellent generations, which were praised by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. That the best of you is my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. The narrator Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu said, I do not know whether he mentioned after his generation, two or three. The hadith, as I mentioned in the footnote, its checking has proceeded, and we have before that it's reported by al-Bukhari as hadith 2651 and by Muslim as hadith 2535. Shaykh Fawzan said, they are called Al-Qurun Al-Mufaddala. They are called the preferred generations, the most excellent generations. They are four generations or three generations. The Prophet ﷺ commanded us to follow them. And Allah, the Majestic and Most High, says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 100, with explanation. And the first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those who follow them bi ihsan, in a fine manner. The first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and whoever, and those who followed them in a fine manner. Shaykh Fawzan said, the most excellent generations, the Tabi'un, the generation after the companions, and the Atba'u Tabi'een, the successors of the Tabi'een, they used to follow the first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and the Ansar. And the Ihsan, Shaykh explains the word from the ayah, the Ihsan, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And those who follow them, بِإِحْسَانِ, the Shaykh said, بِإِحْسَانِ, in a fine manner, meaning بإتقان, with precision. They follow them with precision. So al-ihsan here, in a fine manner, what is meant by it is precision. And they follow them precisely, with precision which does not contain ghulu, going beyond the limits, and does not contain tasahul, laxity, falling short. And it is done upon knowledge of what they were upon. This is al-ihsan. This is following them precisely. So how many people claim, how many people there are who claim that he is upon the methodology of the Salaf, however he does not follow them precisely with ihsan, because of the fact that he does not know the methodology of the Salaf. He doesn't know the manhaj of the Salaf. And he thinks that this action, or this saying, that this is from the saying of the Salaf, or from their action. He wrongly thinks so. So it is not done with ihsan. It is not done with precision. And therefore he doesn't follow them with precision. So if you want to follow the methodology of the Salaf, then it is binding that you learn their way. And this book is from the books which will describe to you the way of the Salaf, and which will clarify it for you. He said, he's saying, وَعَنِ الْقَرْنِ الثَّالِثِ إِلَى الْقَرْنِ الرَّابِعِ, and from the third generation to the fourth generation, Shaykh Fawzan said, the generations which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised. And they are three generations: the companions, the tabi'un, and the atba'u tabi'in. Companions, the successors, the tabi'in, and the successors of the successors. And the fourth one, which came after the atba'u tabi'in, the successors of the tabi'in, which came after them. He said, and if you consider the presence of the imams, the a'immah, if you consider the presence of the imams and the presence of the huffaz, the great memorizers of hadith, you will find them in these generations. They contain the four imams, and they contain the major imams, the shining stars. All of them were found in these generations. And this displays the truthfulness of what he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed of in his saying, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of you is my generation, then those who follow them, then those who follow them. The hadith that we had shortly before, which was by Bukhari and Muslim. Then comes the saying of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in continuation, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالتَّفْوِيضِ وَالرِّضَى لِمَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ وَلَا تَكْتُمْ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ فعسى يرد الله به حيرانا عن حيرته أو صاحب بدعة عن بدعته أو ضالا عن ضلالته فينجو به. فاتق الله وعليك بالأمر الأول العتيق وهو ما وصفت لك في هذا الكتاب. فرحم الله عبدا ورحم والديه قرأ هذا الكتاب وبثه وعمل به ودعا إليه واحتج به فإنه دين الله ودين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, continuing, so fear and be dutiful to Allah, O servant of Allah, and upon you is to affirm, to submit, to surrender to, and to be pleased with what is contained in this book. Do not hide this book from anyone, from the people of the Qibla. For perhaps by means of it, Allah may bring a confused person back from his state of confusion, or a person upon innovation, back from his innovation, or one astray, back from his misguidance, so that he is saved through it. So fear and be dutiful to Allah, and adhere to the original old affair. And it is what I have described to you in this book. So may Allah have mercy upon a servant, and may he have mercy upon his parents, who reads this book, distributes it, acts upon it, calls to it, and uses it as a proof. For it is the religion of Allah, and the religion of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafizahullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, فَاتَّقِلَّا هِيَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ. So fear and be dutiful to Allah, so have taqwa of Allah, O servant to Allah. And upon you is to believe, upon you is to affirm, and to submit. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, upon you is to affirm. So do not deny anything that is mentioned in this book, because it is taken from the book and the Sunnah. So upon you is to submit to it, and not to hesitate about accepting it. Upon you is to follow, and not to be lax. The Shaykh said, he's saying, وَتَفْوِيبُ, and upon you is to surrender. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, do not introduce anything from your own self. And it is not the tafweeb, the surrendering or consigning, which the mufawwida are upon with regard to the attributes. This is a side point here that Shaykh Fawzan is indicating here, and the author uses the word here, upon you is tafweeb, meaning to, as the Shaykh said, surrender to what occurs here, and not to bring anything from yourself, introduce anything from yourself. And it does not mean the tafweeb, which the innovators, the mufawwida, are upon with regard to Allah's attributes. Meaning those innovators who say, that with regard to Allah's attributes, we affirm the wordings that occur. For example, we affirm that Allah has a wajh, we'll just affirm the word. Or Allah has a yad. But then they say, but we do not know the meaning of wajh, we do not know the meaning of yad. So they just affirm words for Allah. The ayahs of attributes or hadith about Allah's attributes, they affirm the wordings, but they say we don't understand any meaning from it. We consign the meaning to Allah, we don't understand any meaning. These innovators, the mufawwida. That is not what is meant here by taqweed, of course. Because what it means here is just we surrender with regard to what occurs here, and we don't bring anything from ourselves. That's what is meant by tafweed here, not the tafweed of the innovators. Then he said, back to what Shaykh Fawzan brings, hafizahullah, he said, he's saying, وَالْرِضَى لِمَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, and to be pleased with whatever is contained in this book. He said, from that which is from the fundamentals of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And this is not praise and self-recommendation of his own book. In this statement we just heard from Imam al-Barbahari, rahmahullah, عَلَيْكَ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ وَالتَّحْوِيدِ وَالرِّضَى لِمَا فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, upon you is to affirm and to submit and to surrender to and to be pleased with what is contained in this book. Shaykh Fawzan makes an important point and says, this is not praise and self-recommendation of his own book, as is thought by some of the explainers. in some of the explainers, they put a footnote here and they say this is going beyond the limits in praising his own book. So Sheikh Fawzan corrects this and says, this is not praise and self-recommendation of his own book, as is thought by some of the explainers. Rather, he is only encouraging upon acceptance of what he has mentioned in it. He is encouraging you to accept whatever he has mentioned in it from the correct fundamentals from the book and the Sunnah. Because he did not bring anything from himself, nor did he newly bring about anything at all. In other words, that he's encouraging you upon what the book contains from truth. He's not just praising his own book here with these words. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, وَلَا تَكْتُمْ هَذَا الْكِتَابَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. And do not hide this book from anyone from the people of the Qibla. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, propagate this book and distribute it amongst Ahlul Qibla, the people of the Qibla. Shaykh said, meaning, to the Muslims, so that they can take benefit from it. Because this will be a case of propagating beneficial knowledge. And it will be a case of enjoining one another upon the truth. Enjoining one another with the truth. And it is likewise obligatory to propagate beneficial and useful books. Meaning any this book or any other useful and beneficial books, it's obligatory to propagate them. Especially the original source books. And the older a book is, then the closer it will be to the truth. Because it will be close to the most excellent generation. The more ancient the book is. He said, he's saying, فَأَسَى يَرُدَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ حَيْرَانًا عَنْ حَيْرَتِهِ فَأَسَى يَرُدُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ حَيْرَانًا عَنْ حَيْرَتِهِ. Only one, in some versions of it, فَعَسَى أَنْ يُرُدَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ حَيْرَانًا عَنْ حَيْرَتِهِ. So perhaps through it Allah will guide a confused person back from his confusion. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is the benefit of propagating beneficial books, that Allah may bring back a confused person may bring him back from his confusion, or a misguided person back from his misguidance. Because there are some people who are ignorant, and if the truth is made clear to him, then he will follow it. This is the one who will benefit from propagation of books. As for the deviant, the one who follows his desires, then books will not benefit him at all. Rather, they may put him to trial even more. He's saying, Al Sahiba bid'atin an bid'atihi, al dhalan an dhalalatihi, fayanju bihi. Or a person upon innovation may bring him back from his innovation. Or a person upon misguidance may bring him back from his misguidance, so that he is saved through it. Shaykh Fawzan said, and then the reward will be yours for distributing this book and its like. And it is not specific to this book. All of the beneficial books and the books of Aqidah, creed and belief, especially, it is obligatory that they are propagated and distributed to the people, instead of distributing amongst them the books of misguidance and the books of the call to misguidance. Instead, you should distribute to them these books. Because many people are upon ignorance. And if the truth is made clear to them, then they accept it and they derive benefit from it. He said, he's saying, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَعَلَيْكَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْأَوَّلِ الْأَتِيقِ. So fear and be dutiful to Allah, and upon you is to adhere to the original ancient affair. Sheikh Fawzan said, meaning, adhere to the original affair. And it is that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and the most excellent generations were upon. And al-Atiq, the ancient or the old, means the ancient, or the ancient affair. And this contains a warning against the evils and tribulations which have newly appeared. So therefore, if you see ikhtilaf, you see disagreement, differing, and you see numerous sayings, then upon you is to look to see what the Salaf al-Salih, what the pious predecessors were upon, and adhere to it, because it is the truth. And Shaykh Fawzan said, he's saying, وَهُوَ مَا وَصَفْتُ لَكَ فِي هَذَا الْكِتَابِ, and it is what I have described to you in this book. Shaykh said, meaning that which he mentioned from the fundamentals of the creed and belief of the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And he presented it, rahimahullah, and he spoke at length about it. He's saying, فَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا وَرَحِمَ وَالِدَيْهِ قَرَأَ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ وَبَثَّهُ وَعَمِلَ بِهِ وَدَعَى إِلَيْهِ. He said, so may Allah have mercy upon a servant, and may he have mercy upon his parents, whoever reads this book and distributes it and acts upon it and calls to it. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning, and the like and its like from beneficial books. So beneficial books, it is obligatory that they are propagated and distributed, and whoever propagates and distributes them will receive reward. Will receive the reward of propagating ilm, knowledge, and for bringing the people out from darkness into light. So most of the people have only fallen into misguidance because these original source books have not reached them. And only the books of the people of misguidance have reached them, and of the deviant sects, and they think that they are true. So if only these source books were given importance and distributed amongst the people, then Allah would guide through them whomever He wished from His creation. And then he stresses the point finally again. Some of the explainers criticize the author and say this is self-praise of his own book. But we say no, this is not self-praise of his own book. Rather, it is just an encouragement upon adhering to the methodology of the Salaf, to the way of the Salaf, which is mentioned in this book and in others besides it. والحمد لله وصلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك